The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. A violent squall came up and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? I was reflecting on this last night, and the question that keeps on popping in my head was, is there an aspect in my life right now that is perishing? Because it is in the midst of a storm, and it seems that God is unconcerned of it, like he is asleep. And after identifying some storms, I asked myself, why do I feel that way? And the response of Jesus to the frantic plea of the disciples actually woke them up. Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith? The disciples who were physically awake were actually the ones in deep slumber. And they had to be awakened in their unbelief, in their mistrust and hopelessness. While Jesus, who was physically asleep, was very much awake, aware of the troubled hearts of the disciples. But remember that this particular gospel was the point of reference of Pope Francis in his message to the world at the beginning of the pandemic in March 2020. And this was the gospel that he used when he did his annual message from the city of Rome and to the whole world. And he said these powerful words, reflecting on the gospel in relation to the global pandemic. He said, "The storm exposes our vulnerability and uncovers those false and superfluous certainties around which we have constructed our daily schedules, our projects, our habits and priorities. The storm shows us how we have allowed to become dull and feeble the very things that nourish, sustain, and strengthen our lives in our communities. The tempest lays bare all our prepackaged ideas and forgetfulness of what nourishes our people's souls. All of those attempts that anesthetize us with ways of thinking and acting that supposedly save us, but instead proving capable of putting us in touch with our roots and keeping alive the memory of those who have gone before us. In this storm, the facade of those stereotypes with which we camouflage our egos, always worrying about our image, has fallen away, uncovering once more that blessed common belonging of which we cannot be deprived, our belonging as brothers and sisters. I went back to these words and truly, the storms that we experience in our own lives always bring us to a deeper realization of the need for God. Sometimes we think when everything is going well that it's everything under our control. But the little storms that we experience, little or big ones, in the end, exposes our helplessness, no matter how we think we're secure in our own lives. And this, hopefully, wakes us up to an attitude of humility before God. An active humility, though, not a passive one where we just resign to our fate, F-A-T-E, but rather to cling more to faith, F-A-I-T-H. Because in the end, the Father who has created us from the very beginning is also the one who knows truly our ultimate longing and desires. And he, since he is the best father there is, he is always thinking of what is best for us. We all face different storms in our lives, and the most important thing is to remember that Jesus is with us in the boat. You know, it's the different elements in there in the gospel story, you know, just the picture of it are so vivid. It happened in the evening, but in the evening, when it always appears in the gospel, always connotes great adversity, the waves and all of that. But also Jesus was asleep in a cushion. You know, it's just so interesting, you know, all these little images in here that God is truly in control because he is sleeping in a cushion. Who would bring a cushion in a boat? It tells us really of God's might and power. So there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to worry. May we have the courage to come to Jesus in the words of the disciples. Lord, save us. Wake us up in our unbelief.